By Devizes Castle, 13th of July, 1643. The unexpectedly victorious Cornish regiments had disintegrated even more rapidly than their parliamentarian counterparts up on the hill. Pikemen and musketeers, captains and corporals, gunners and tinkers had fallen out to plunder the richly provisioned enemy camp and despoil the poor unfortunates who could not hide themselves away. The furious townsfolk of Devizes had joined in the plundering, loudly proclaiming they were off to fetch back their own property, allegedly stolen by the arrogant, wicked, and cowardly rebels.
"Where's your King Jesus now?"
A fat innkeeper, who had never even seen a roundhead, bawled at the prisoners as they shuffled through the streets.
"He's turned his back on you. Not so cocky now, boys."
The fat man leered. Hereward Gillingfeather barged his way through the shuffling ranks, jabbed his sooty finger into the innkeeper's barrelled chest.
"They may have turned our guns on us, but they'll never turn our guard,"
the agitator bawled. The burgher quailed, looked over his shoulder for support, and found none. The few Cornish soldiers who had been detailed to guard the prisoners seemed too concerned with looking over their own shoulders and casting covetous glances at the hill to offer any practical assistance with the saucy roundheads. Muffet stepped over, laid his heavily veined hand on his furious comrade's twitching shoulder.
"Leave it now, Gilly."
Colonel Porthcurn, cursing his absent soldiers, spurred over to put a halt to the acrimonious exchange. Why was it he had been commissioned to keep this pack of dogs, but was all too frequently obliged to bark himself?
"Get back in there,"
he cried, hoping his voice alone could control the increasingly surly prisoners.
"And you people get about your business, you poisonous scum."
The bitter crowd parted around the demon officer and his coal-black horse, went on up the hill while the prisoners were marched into the battered town, trampling the debris knocked loose by their own guns. Here and there, a door opened to admit a scuttling relative, some foolhardy son or uncle who had taken his chances with Waller. Others slipped away unnoticed down rubble-strewn alleys, stripping off their soldiers' coats as they went. Muffet eyed the available exits, but the scowling colonel on the big stallion seemed to be keeping an especially sharp eye on his section, and before they could think twice, they had been marched beneath the moss-encrusted portcullis of Devizes Castle. Prisoners, indeed.